You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And blessings to you, everybody. Oh, it is that time. It is that time. Thank you so very much for tuning in at the right time. What time is that? It's time for your spiritual GPS to success. Yes, I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I am so excited that you have taken out time to be with us on today. Thank you for tuning in. I sincerely appreciate you so very much. And listen, today we're going to have an interesting show for you. Now, you know, we are recording at the time of this show. It is the week before Christmas. Can you believe that? Here we are. I still remember crossing over into 2021. And now here we are at the week. It's the last few days of this year of 2021. And this one has been a very interesting year. Very interesting year. Wow. But we've made it, right? We have made it. And I encourage you to celebrate. Celebrate this year. You celebrate the holidays. Celebrate yourself. Yes, because you made it. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about enduring hardness as a good soldier. So I want to say congratulations to you that you endured hardness, because this one was a hard year for me. Wow. But you endured. You made it through, and you did it as a good soldier. Not a grumpy one, not a complaining one, but a good one. So congratulations to you. Listen, I have a question I'm going to ask. I already have some callers in queue. Now, remember, if you want to be on one of our live radio programs, all you got to do is text the word LOA to the number 40691. All right, text LOA and send it to 40691. And you too will be notified when I'm doing a recording for a broadcast. Okay. So we're doing this recording and it's live at the time of the recording, right? I want to ask a question. Since we're so close to Christmas, what do you want for Christmas? I want you to think about that for a moment. What do you want for Christmas? I'm like, oh, I know what I want. Oh, that's easy. I know what I want. But I want you to really think about it. What do you want for Christmas? Oh, I got some news for you. So listen, don't go anywhere. And I'm getting ready to go to my callers that are already in queue. And we're going to talk to them. And we're going to find out what it is that you want for Christmas. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for the holidays? Listen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune in your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, it's hot today. It's that smuggy kind of heat. It's hot. You know, I'm waiting up. It's, you know, some days it's really cool and cold, but I'm like, we only a week away from Christmas. Now, come on, Lord, you got to make it cold. You're right. You got to have the fireplace going and all that good stuff. But listen, everybody, I pray that you are ready for the holiday season. And the question I want to ask on today, or that I'm going to ask, is what do you want for Christmas? Now, I want you to think about that. I asked the question, what do you want One thing I found out, I was doing something and I just blurted out that question to someone. And that's what it was. I was getting a massage. And I asked the masseuse, yo, I didn't know you could talk while you're getting a massage. You know, they have that music. It's so quiet. I never thought about asking nobody anything. And, you know, and so I guess I thought it was a, what you call it, just an underground rule to be quiet while you're getting a massage. Well, I guess not. But I just blurted out the question to the therapist, the massage therapist, what do you want for Christmas? And they're like, you caught me off guard. I don't know. Well, and like any parent, I want my children to have this. I want my children to have that. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. Ooh, that's so nice. Now, I told her politely, you did not answer my question, though. I said, what do you want? Oh, well, I don't know. Let me think. I don't know what I want. And so I came back with a statement. Well, if you did know what you want, what would that want be? You see, some of us, we're not too keen on dealing with want. What do we want? You know, for a lot of times when you become an adult, it's like you're not supposed to have a want. Your want is what your kids want. You're not supposed to have one. You're an adult. Now, especially if you are a parent, you don't have no wants. Mm-mm. You want your kid to eat. You want your children to have clothes. You don't need no clothes. Well, I don't know who told you that, but they were wrong. What is it that you want? Now, it's not a bad thing for your children. You want your children to have the PS4 or the PS5, whichever one it is. It's nothing wrong with that. And you got some people say, honey, I ain't gonna spy on my children. See, I paid the gas bill, the light bill. That's Christmas. Now, don't do that. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Don't y'all do that. Don't do that. Because you had that baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what you did to have that baby, too. You know what you did, and it felt good, didn't it? So now you got to maintain that good feeling. Hello? Can I get an amen from somebody, right? But you know, we got, what is that? Anita Baker said, I got caught up in the rapture of love. And you got caught up real good, didn't you? Next thing you know, whoop, daddy, there go little Junior, there go little Princess. So don't do that to them. Don't tell them, I paid the light bill. Well, they didn't ask to come here. You brought them on in here. And you know, the power of the divine, God is able to cause you and them to have a wonderful Christmas. You know, there is a scripture in the Bible that asks the question, is there anything too hard for God? Come on, where are those spiritual people? Is there anything too hard for God? Well, if it's not, then why are we stressing? Why are we trying to demean Christmas for our kids? No, I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, I'm 53, but I still want the Lord to spoil me for Christmas. I really do. I'm still a king's kid. I'm still a little boy. I'm a grown man, but I'm a little boy in heart. I want my present. Now, just in case somebody need my address and you want to send me my present or my gift card, I certainly will receive it. I certainly will receive it. You know, what do you want? When I asked the therapist that question, I told the therapist, I said, now what I'm doing right now is I'm forcing you to think about yourself, which is what many of us have not been trained to do, or we don't give ourselves permission to do. I'm going to encourage you. That's why I'm asking the question, what do you want? Now, before you say, I want $1 million, there's nothing wrong with that request. But is that really what you want? Because I believe what you really want is financial freedom. You see, because when you think about it, when you have $1 million, it's the same feeling as having your bills paid. If your bills are paid and you got money left over to go do what you want to do, even if it's an extra $1,000 in your account, you still feel wonderful. My bills are paid. My Christmas shopping is done. I got some money to go get me a hamburger if I want to. That's the feeling that you want. And that's the feeling that initiates your $1 million to come in. Do you want $1 million or do you want financial freedom? One will, if I say, give birth to the other. I encourage you, think about that. What is it that you really want for for Christmas. Now, I want you to think about that. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm coming back with Anita, and she's going to tell me, Dr. Malone, I want 10 million. Watch, I promise you, she go go up there. You too, do your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. You can have the desires of your heart, but now have you defined what do you want? I want to be married. Now, do you really want to be married, or you just don't want to be alone anymore? Think about that. Mm-hmm. I got somebody on that one. I'll be right back, everybody. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Remember that L stands for love. Michael L. Mosley, and I'm so glad to be with you all today. You know, it's that Christmas season, and it's just a wonderful time of the year. And I'm asking the question, what do you want? What is it that you want? Think about yourself. Give yourself permission. Give yourself an opportunity to think, what is it that I want? What do I want for Christmas? Okay, so listen, I'm going to the line right now. Let me see if I can find Anita. How are you doing, Anita?
Hi, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, my dear. Now, how are things there in Nashville?
Well, let me tell you, it was warm the first part of the day. And as the day has gone on, it has gotten colder.
But maybe it's going to happen.
But it's great.
Maybe it's going to, because I went outside and said, oh, Lord, it's hot and humid and good.
It started out 72 degrees this morning, and I think I just came in the house. I think it was like 60, maybe 65, 64.
Okay. Well, you're not too far from Georgia, so maybe the cool air is coming this way.
Maybe so.
Excuse me. Maybe it's coming this way. Listen, Anita, I got a question for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, Anita, can you imagine being a little girl and getting on Santa Claus' lap, and he looks at you and says, hello, little pretty girl, what do you want for Christmas? Now, think back, what would that, I'm just curious, what would that seven-year-old say?
That seven-year-old would want a Barbie dream house and a Barbie Corvette, an Atari.
Ooh, you remember the Ataris?
Yes, I had an Atari. I actually had a Barbie dream house with all of the furniture. I had a Barbie with all of her clothes, and I had a Corvette.
You was a spa little thing, weren't you? No, you wasn't. You was... You were just well provided for. I think that is wonderful. Yes. So you must have had a pretty happy childhood Christmas.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, for my birthday to be a month before Christmas, yes, I've always had birthdays and I've always had Christmases.
Oh. Now, were you a daddy's girl?
I was a grandmother's girl, but yes, I am a daddy's girl now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, them grandmothers know how to spoil you. I've been saying that too. I said, now, I sure like a grandbaby. I think I would. You know, I can play with them and all that, then send them home.
That's it.
Go home to your mama. So now that you are an adult, you are over the age of 23, and yes. you have your own children, and they are grown, and so I'm curious right now, Miss Anita, what do you want for Christmas?
I want to be pampered, and I want self-love. Like, I want to do the massage, the pedicures, the yoni steams. I want all of that. Like, I just want a day to just, like, someone cater to me.
Why?
Because I cater to everybody.
So in other words, I've given so much, I need to be poured back, or I desire to be poured back into. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
So you want a day of self, what did you say, self-love or self-care? Which one?
Both self-love and self-care.
So can you tell me something? So that you want to be pampered. I love that word. I love that word. You want the massage. You want the little steams that they do.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a pale. I just caught that, y'all. I just caught, y'all don't know what that is. Somebody, what is a yoni steam? We ain't going to even talk about that. Don't you say nothing either, though. But I've heard some women say, ooh, that's hot. That's hot, but it works. That's what they tell me. I'm going to leave that one right there. But some brother that's listening to me right now, go tell your, get your wife one of them yoni steams. She may thank you. She may really, and you may thank her later for getting that yoni steam, right?
Exactly.
I'm not going to fool with you today. I'm not going to fool with you, Anita. What can I look into for you on this week before Christmas?
Just whatever God places on your heart. I don't have any questions, but just whatever he places on your heart, I'll be satisfied.
Well, one thing, he did not place that yoni steam on my heart. I will tell you that, praise the Lord. But this is a time for you to really make some decisions in the next few days. You have a chance to really jumpstart 2022. By deciding what you will experience. And that's what he's giving me. It's like you have the waiter or the waitress is at your table and standing right before you saying, what is it that you would like? And you have the opportunity to say, to decide and communicate, this is what I will have, not what I am thinking about having, not what I am dreaming about having. This is what I will have. And when we go to the restaurant, that's what we say. I will have the baby back ribs. I will have the liver and onions. You may have thought about it, but now here is the time to decide. So you've had a lot of thoughts this year, 2021, but now it is your obligation to decide what I want or what I expect the universe to bring me. I'm no longer contemplating. I'm deciding. I have made my decision. And as for you, you have made your decision to go get that steam. I'm going to tear your mama on you.
That's interesting that you say that, because earlier today I was on my way back home and I seen my dream truck, and I was like, I looked at it and I was like, ooh, that's so sexy. I was like, I'm coming to get you.
What is this thing with you and sex all of a sudden? You got that yoni steam going on. And where's your boyfriend? We go find you somebody. Now, while he stepped out, somebody's listening. You better step in. You better step in. You know, it really is true, though. I love that you said, you know, that looks sexy. That was, and you decided, I am coming to get you. I am coming to get you. Decide and communicate what it is that you are getting this year, in 2022, rather, okay? You have a lot of opportunities. It's like the menu. Now, sometimes when I go to restaurants and they have too many options, it makes me upset, because I'm like, I want this, I want that, I want this. But there are just enough options for you to decide. What do you want? So, Anita, I pray that you have a wonderful holiday season, my dear. And I pray that you go and get that yoni. Yeah. And then, I'm a tail.
I'm going to make my appointment.
Go on and make your appointment. Mr. Boyfriend will be overexcited when you get through and come on back home. I promise you. But when you going back again? You're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't worry, I'll be right back. Thank you. in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and we was talking off camera about that yoni steam. It's like, are y'all serious? Yeah, and some ladies said, yeah, it really does work. So you, yeah, some of you ladies may need to try that. I'm going to have to get a yoni expert on here, and maybe we can talk about that. What does it really do? You know, because it's for women, but you know, so. But us brothers, I think we'll appreciate them having that. But what do you want? What is it that you want? What we're doing today is causing you to really think about yourself. Think about yourself. What is it that you want? And you know, even with that yoni steam, I know that it is for women. But why are you doing this yoni steam? Is it just for your spouse or just for your lover? Or is it for you as well? You know, some people, I'm just doing this because he likes it. No. Are you doing some things for you? What is it that you really want? I'm going back to the phone lines, and we're talking to Mia. How you doing, Mia?
Hello, Pastor.
How you doing, my dear?
Pretty good. We've had a lot of debts lately, but other than that, everything is going pretty cool.
Well, good. And I'm sorry about the debts, the death. And really, we thank God. I know it's a difficult, challenging time, but you're still here. And you're still carrying on, still being strong. And those persons, they have made their transition into a better place. They just had an invitation.
Even my son's friend that took his life like a couple of days ago, he was only 22.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. And really, we all can understand that there was some mental issues going on there and some pressure or some stress. But he made the transition, and that was his choice. So I want to ask you something, Mia. What is it that you want? Now, we understand about your son's friend and other people that have crossed over. So in the midst of dealing with all of that death, what is it that you have decided that you want for Christmas?
Well, what I personally want is financial freedom. You know, I have a lot of things going on, a lot of bills, a lot of, you know, I have 3 kids, my son's in college. But if you ask me, what I really want is financial freedom, because I'm still looking for that job. I got a job, but then I didn't start. They kept pushing the date back. It's just a lot. So right now, just financial freedom.
Okay. You want financial freedom. I'm going to tell you what I hear. That's what you don't be mad at me, Mia. Don't you be mad at me. You hear me?
I'm not.
Okay. All right. This is what Spirit is telling me. You don't want financial freedom. You do, but you don't. That's not the core of what you want. What you want is, this is what I'm hearing, and who you ought to tell me what I want, Dr. Moses, but this is what Spirit is telling me. What you want is fun. You want relaxation. And you feel that financial freedom can give you that. Because I do know you have the bills, you have all of that. But one thing that I heard while you was naming all those things was stress, pressure. So now, there are some people, they want a job because they don't have nothing to do. They want to work because it's fun to them. I'm retired, or I don't need the money. I just want to get out the house. I'm tired of being in the house. That's a different type of energy. Your energy was very stressful. Your energy was very heavy. So you want to get out of that negative energy. So I'm going to ask you, just try this for me. I want you to ask the universe for a Christmas gift of fun and relaxation. And I believe that you will attract those things that are fun and relaxing that will also include a job. You know, jobs can be a lot of fun. Going to work can really be exciting. But this is what Spirit is saying for me to tell you. Attract fun. Have fun. Fun knows is a way of manifesting things. If you have fun, have you ever been to the club or a party, Mia, and just to see people having fun, it made you laugh, it made you giggle, it made you start dancing. Have you ever experienced that?
Yes, I did.
So therefore, this is what I'm sensing for you. Focus on fun. Money is attracted to fun. That's what I'm hearing for you. Money is attracted to fun. So now, Mia, I want you to focus on fun. Can you do that for me?
Absolutely.
And I want you to keep me abreast. I want you, you know my Facebook page. I want you to really focus on fun. In fact, for the next 3 days, including right now, I want you to focus on fun. I'm going to do this for fun. I'm going to play Uno for fun. I'm going to get me a uni sting, whatever that is, just for the fun of it. Just see what happens. I want you to message me on Facebook and let me know what happens. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to do it. Now, you got to promise me. You got to be committed to having fun. Don't you be stressing. You hear me, Mia?
Yes. It takes money to have fun, but I get you.
No. Now you go get a spanking.
Well, no, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, you know, mm-hmm. I've already did my Christmas stuff and, you know.
Now, tell me this. You just said, now, you know what? Maybe you don't realize this, but your energy just changed and it increased. You said, I already did my Christmas shopping, and your energy shifted right when you made that statement. Your energy shot up just for a second. That's all I'm asking you to do is have the fun. In other words, it felt relief that you did your Christmas shopping. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So when you said that, it's like, okay, well, that's done. That was fun for you. And it's fun to even think about it. Well, I got it all done. I'm not worried about that. I don't have to worry about dealing with the malls at the last minute. I ain't got to worry about going last minute shopping. You feel the difference in the energy, Mia?
Yes, I do.
That's all I want you to focus on. Having fun. It doesn't take money. It just takes a mindset. And if you have fun, fun will attract the money. It will attract the success that you're looking for. So have some fun, Mia, okay?
I will. Thanks, Pastor.
You're more than welcome, my dear angel. God bless you. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Mosley, and I believe I'm getting ready to go and talk to Carol. I'm going to talk to Carol from upstate New York. Let's see if I can get Carol. Carol, how are you doing on today?
Hello, Dr. Mosley. How are you? I'm well, thank you.
I'm doing good, Carol. Now, have you done all your Christmas shopping?
I guess you could say that.
She said, I guess you could say that. Okay, Carol. Carol, I'm asking a question today. What is it that you want for Christmas? What is that? What is that answer, Carol?
I want, for Christmas, I want to get myself to a place where I attract the companion and lifestyle I want. It's a shift in me.
It's a shift in you.
Yeah.
Okay. So the shift in you, you want to get yourself to a place where you can attract a companion and the life you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, describe to me that place. You said, I want to get to the place where I attract the companion and the life I want. What is that place? Describe it.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to create it in my mind. But it's just little things like I have felt like I needed to carve out more space for myself in my apartment. I have a small apartment I share with an adult son. And so I decided, like, all right, I'm taking this area and I'm bought myself a new sofa and lights and carpet and things that I'm doing in my house to make it feel more like me.
Mm-hmm.
Not mom, just Carol. Oh.
Okay, so you are almost seem like you are defining or redefining or reclaiming your identity.
Okay, I'll go with all three reads.
Now, you know what? I asked you a question. I said, I need you to describe to me what that looks like. And I did that on purpose because that's what I need, or that's what I desire, or that's what spirit is requesting. What does that look like? I need you to have a visual image in your mind what that place is that you can attract the mate and the desires of your heart. What does that place look like? Because if you don't know, spirit will not know. It's like when I said earlier, how we give you a menu, say, what do you want to eat? You tell me off the menu what you want. And if you're like my wife, sometimes she'll say, well, now what I see is not on the menu. Well, I got a combination. Can you give me this and add this and add this? And a lot of times they'll say, yes, we can do that for you.
That's what I want for Christmas. I want that picture.
Okay.
I want that picture.
Okay, so now, if you want that picture, what do you want in the picture? It's like I'm giving you a plate. Now, the plate is clean. What do you want on your plate? Do you want turkey? Do you want ham? Do you want mac and cheese? Do you want mustard greens or collard greens? Do you want cabbage? Do you want liver and onions? What do you want on the plate? Are you following what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I want somebody else to. I want spirit to just paint the picture. I think because I felt like my life flipped and I got things that I didn't want but that are great, and I lost things that I thought I wanted but maybe weren't so good for me. So if spirit saw fit to change my life, fill in the rest of the blank. What direction are we going?
Okay. But now, and I get what you're saying. Now it's my turn. The ball is back in my court. You know, Jesus walked by a man one time and then asked the gentleman, what is it that you want? The gentleman was calling out his name. Okay, but now what do you want? Spirit may have given you a few ideas. Maybe it did change your life a little bit. But maybe because on the inside of you, you were asking for change. And if you did not make it very clear, this is what I want, maybe spirit just decided to give you a little bit of insight, a little bit of an idea. But it's still up to you to finish painting the picture. Sometimes if I would have never tried, let's say, peeled, you know, where you have to peel your shrimp and eat it. I forgot what they call it, but broiled shrimp, I believe it is. If I would have never tried it, I would have never known that I liked it. So spirit may have just said, I'm going to surprise you with this. But now you still tell me what is fun for you. What does that place look like? One thing that I said this the other day, we all know too much to be broke. We all know too much to be stagnated. What is it that you are desiring in and for your life? You have a home. What kind of furniture do you want in the home? Well, I'm just going to let spirit put in there what he want. But no, this is you. He was just giving you some ideas. And you can say, I don't want that. You can, and you won't hurt his feelings.
Okay. Oh, but, no, I get that. That's what I'm doing it with. I'm starting with things.
So therefore, I'm going to ask you, and this is, I'm asking you, really try to define what is it that you, what does it look like? Even if you don't have a rather detailed picture, just give me the details that you can name. What does that place look like? Does it look like a beautiful place colored in lavender colors or purple colors? Or does it feel soft? Does it feel bright? That place, does it feel relaxed? What are you doing in that place? Am I drinking a cup of coffee, looking at the morning sun, and this wonderful person comes over and kisses me on the forehead and says, good morning? What does that place look like? You are giving spirit something to work with, and it's saying, okay, your desires, you deserve them. Now, things may have taken a little turn, but that's why I said we got to really realize on the inside of our heart, what is it that I really want? Do I want a companion? Or do I just want sex? Or do I want a security guard? What do I want? I want somebody to pay my bills. What do I want? Do I want someone that will hold my hand? Or do I want all of the above? Does that make sense, Carol?
Yes. Yeah. So I'll keep writing.
Say it again. What did you say?
I'll keep writing. I will keep writing.
There you go. And as you go, make the picture more detailed. Make it more detailed as you keep writing. Fill in the blanks. This is what I would like. And I really do hear this from spirit. release your mind to think as far as you can. You got it?
Okay.
And I really hear that. Now, somebody else needs to take that. Release your mind to think as far as you can, because we can never outthink God. So you go as far as you can. And I guarantee he always have 10 more miles further that he can go. Okay, Carol?
All right. I got it.
Well, Carol, I pray that you have a wonderful Christmas and enjoy yourself, and you're going to have fun, right?
Yes, I am.
God bless you, Carol.
Have fun.
That's it. We're going to have Christmas fun. We just going to have a lot of fun. You too. You're listening to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Mosley. Hey, don't forget to schedule your reading with me. Yeah, get your Christmas reading. Text the word reading to 40691 and schedule your reading. Yeah, get it. I'll go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay. DrMichaelMosley. Now, don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back as we entune and enjoy your spiritual GPS to success. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I pray you are ready for Christmas. You know what I haven't thought about is what I'm going to cook for Christmas. I hadn't thought about that. I put up the tree. See, I always think about Thanksgiving, but I don't know what I'm going to do for Christmas. I got to figure that out. I got to really figure that out. But the question is, what do you want for Christmas? Think about yourself. We're so used to thinking about our kids and so used to thinking about other things. Well, I want this. And it is true. My wife would ask me that often. What do you want for Christmas? And I would say, I want the kids to have this. And I just want everybody to have a good time. And it really is true. But she kept asking me, and I had to realize, no, what is it that Michael wants? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I want my present. I want something under the tree. Even if it's a bag of Oreo cookies, I want my present. Let me go to Houston, Texas, and talk to Miss Audrey Scholes. How you doing, Miss Audrey?
I'm doing good. How you doing,
Pastor? I'm wonderful. I'm so glad that you're on. And I'm just curious. Now, Audrey, you have had a wonderful life, and yet God has so much in store for you. I'm just curious, what is it that you want, that you really want for Christmas?
Well, I had said, this is really true. It's really my heart and spirit. I want a home for Christmas.
Ooh,
but
I love it.
I thought about that, and I really want that. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at my healing. I need a healing.
Hmm. So now you want a healing for Christmas.
Yeah, I want the home. God knows I want the home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at myself and I'm feeling myself and I think I need more of a healing.
All right. So we
my
want
body.
A healing in the body. I believe you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Mm-hmm. So the reason why we want the healing is because we want to feel better. And
yes, when I get in my home.
Yes. See, it's all part of a pathway to something greater. And when you start feeling better, you do better. You live better. You act better. You dream better. So I do feel right now what you just did was you put things in priority. You just said, mm-hmm. I really want the home, but I'm looking at myself. I like what you said. I'm looking at myself. So everybody, mm-hmm. we have to look at ourselves and say, now, wait a minute. I do want this, but I do need this too. And this is more priority because I can't enjoy the house if I'm in pain, not like I want to.
Right. That's right.
So that's a good thing. You prioritized your life. Somebody else right now, they are prioritizing, or we all need to prioritize. Now, we want to buy that PS5 for our children or grandchildren. That's wonderful. But now, wait a minute now. I want to make sure I prioritize and look at myself. Will I be far in debt, or can I afford to get this for them at this time? Let me make sure mm-hmm. I prioritize, because the day after mm-hmm. Christmas, I don't want to be stressing and straining. I'm going to pay this bill. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been there before. I've been there, done that. That ain't fun. You know, it's fun for them to open up the gifts and they all, yay, we got this. But now you're the one that got to pay that bill.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with getting nice right. things if you can afford it. But the thing mm-hmm. that I ask everybody to do, have spirit to give you the finances for it. Pray for the money for it. It's mm-hmm. okay that you want to buy mm-hmm. the PS4. Them your children or your five, whatever it is. And say, now, God, mm-hmm. help me to be able to pay this with ease and comfort. So that's what you're doing yes. right now. I want to enjoy my home with ease and mm-hmm. comfort.
Yes.
And I hear spirit saying, I want you to think very positive. I want you to think about yourself. I mm-hmm. am healed. That's what I want you to say this holiday season. I am healed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to okay. think, well, he's telling me this also in my spirit. Find something that you enjoy. And focus on that enjoyment. I am enjoying today. That's the next thing I want mm-hmm. you to say. I am enjoying today. Okay?
I am enjoying today.
Because that's what you are doing. If you enjoy today, the healing comes. Focus on, let's go back to what I said to another caller. Focus on that fun. Focus on having fun. And when you focus on that mm-hmm. fun, you attract more things to keep the party going. To keep the celebration going. So I am healed and I am enjoying today. Okay?
I am healed and I am enjoying today. Okay, thank you, Dr. Moses.
Well, enjoy the holidays. Yes. Have much fun, as much fun as you can, okay?
All right. Thank you, and you too.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Moseley. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And don't forget now, schedule your private personal one-on-one reading with me. Text the word reading to 40691. Schedule your reading and let's see what it is that God has for you. What is it that he really want to help you to understand? Maybe he has a different wording for you to use in your prayer time to really get or acquire the desires of your heart. That's why we're asking the question, what do you want for Christmas? Let me go to Louisiana. I thought it was North Carolina, but she said, no, this is Louisiana right here. This is where they got all the good food. Everybody in Louisiana know how to cook. I bet there's going to be some good sweet potato pie in Louisiana, Jesus. How you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am really doing good. Now, Nicole, have you done your Christmas shopping?
I did today.
Did you have fun?
Yes, I did. By myself, peaceful, without my son.
Really? Oh, now you go spoiling for Christmas.
Yeah, he got what he asked for.
I think that's so wonderful. Now, you know what? I say this when I'm in my workshops. I'm not listening for your words. I'm listening for your energy. And just when you said that energy, you said, yeah, I felt a very loving energy that I am going to do this for my son because he is your son. I think that is wonderful. So now you went shopping for your son today. So Nicole, tell me, what is it that you want for Christmas?
I'm going to take a deep breath on that one. But what I want is financial freedom. I want my spouse, my husband. I want a house. I want healing. And I've been dealing with a lot of sinus problems that messes with my voice a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over it. I'm sick of it.
So I heard you say financial freedom. I heard you say a house.
Yes.
I heard you say healing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you.
And a husband.
Oh, husband. Oh, Lord, don't forget the husband, Jesus. Don't forget.
Don't skip that one. That was the second one on the list.
That's the second. Oh, first is money, then is a man. I got you. I got you. That's the second one, Dr. Bone. Now get the husband in there. Okay. Honestly, this is going to sound kind of strange, but I want you to focus on independence. I want independence. I want with everything, even including the husband. Because sometimes we look at marriage as being dependent. But independence is freeing yourself. It's like I'm freeing myself of someone else's control, or I'm freeing myself from something else that is controlling me. So I would like for you to start praying the prayer, Lord, grant me independence. And really start proclaiming or affirming that I am independent. I am independent. I'm independent. I do not need to depend on money. I do not need to depend on a husband. That's why I want one. I don't want to depend on one. I want to be independent. I still want to have my identity. I want to be independent, having my own house that I can enjoy with my husband, with my son. Uh-oh. He just said something else different to me. And you want healing. I want to be independent of this sinus issue. So I'm going to go to another word. Whenever we say the word independence, or we say July the 4th is Independence Day, what we really are saying is that's your day that you celebrate freedom. So now I want you to begin to realize that God is granting you freedom. Freedom to enjoy life. freedom to really go as you please and enjoy life, enjoy your home, enjoy money, freedom to enjoy your husband. Because you got to remember, this is going to be your money, your husband. It's going to be your healing of sinus. It's going to be your home. So you're going to enjoy these things. I'm no longer dependent on others. I have independence. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not partnering with somebody. That doesn't mean that I'm not enjoying life with somebody. It means that I am able to be free to be me. Free to be me. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
That makes a lot of sense.
And that's what I feel that God wants to do for you this Christmas. Now, if that's something that you really want, I want you to focus.
Yeah.
I want you to focus and I want you to enjoy the holiday season. And that's really what I hear. Enjoy the holiday season. Be free to enjoy. Have you ever been to a party and you seen a girl maybe on the dance floor? She dancing by herself, but she having a whole lot of fun. Have you ever seen that?
That probably would be me.
See, so therefore, that's what I want you to do this holiday season. I want you to be that girl that said, I'm getting out on this dance floor and I'm going to have my, I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to get it crunk. I'm going to have fun. And you know what? Honestly, look at what you're doing. I love your laugh. Because what you're doing is you're attracting more things that are fun for you. You're attracting more things that are fun. Now, I want you also, I have to tell you this, you must be open to other people connecting with you. Yet you're independent, but I got to be open to other people connecting with you. In other words, I do see a wonderful individual. I see a husband. I really do. And I see just a fun time. But you got to be open. Because you, I don't know if you realize this or not. I don't think you do, but, and maybe you do, but you overthink things a little bit.
I do.
You, it's like you cut the brother off before he even get a chance to say, can we go out? Or what's that song that got the can we talk challenge? You know, can we talk? You're like, uh-uh. You can't cut the brother. He haven't even finished the sentence. At least let him finish his sentence, you know. But be open. Be open. Now, everybody's not the same. And this is what Spirit is telling me. I don't know where you had a challenging relationship at one point, but you are a person at one point in your life, you, what they say, you kind of love hard and it was not reciprocated. It wasn't. And that's, it devastated you. And so from that point on, you've had a shield. It's like you've had a guard up. So I need to encourage you. Don't be guarded. Don't be guarded. Really, let your guard down. Let your hair down. How about that? And enjoy yourself. Okay? Enjoy the holiday season. And this is a time for you. It's a time for you, too, to be happy. And
yes.
Just as you went to the store today for your son, and I believe you took extra caution to get some things that your son would really like, I want you to trust that God is doing the same thing for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you about myself. Sometimes it becomes hard for me to think that people go do it the way I want it to be done. For instance, my wife asked me what I wanted. Now, I showed her a picture of something that I really want. I said, but, you know, it is a little pricey. But I'm like, you know, I really would like to have this. But, you know, I can get it later, whatever. Well, see, I already had a little negative thought right there. Because I feel like, I don't want you to have to worry about that. It is what I want. It is expensive. She just said, well, I just asked you what you want. I didn't ask you how much it cost or whatever. But she came in my office yesterday and she was like, I want to show you what you're getting for Christmas. I said, oh, I can wait. She said, no, I want to show you now. You know, she's all excited. I'm like, I can wait till Christmas is number next week. I want to show you now. But when I went on and let her show me. And it was absolutely wonderful. It is what I wanted, exactly. And it's how I wanted it. And so you have to trust that Spirit really does know what you want and give Spirit a chance to make you happy. Give Spirit a chance. Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense, yes.
So I want you to give Spirit a chance to cause you to have a wonderful Christmas. Say what you want. Go on and be well. And sometimes we're like, no, I want this in a husband, but no, that don't even exist anymore. They don't make them like that anymore. Will you just put the request out there? Just tell Spirit what you really want. I want it. Yeah, I want him tall, dark, with curly hair. If that's what you want. All right. So I'm looking forward to you, Nicole. I'm looking forward for you having a wonderful Christmas. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you clear.
Well, go for it, Nicole.
I will have a wonderful Christmas.
You will. You absolutely will. Enjoy yourself and really enjoy your son. And I want you to message me and tell me, what did you get for Christmas? I believe that God's got something for you as well underneath the tree, okay?
Oh, yes. Looking forward now.
See that? There you go. Get all excited about it. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Oh, I got this little cough all of a sudden. I apologize. But listen, I want you to realize today, ask yourself, what is it that I want? Be free to think about yourself. Be free to really analyze. And can I tell you this? Be free to dream. And don't take that away from your children. Let them dream about what they want. And then let's go, like I did, I realized, now, God, I don't know, but this is what my child wants, and I want to do it for them. I want you to help me make it happen. And God is so wonderful. He will do it for you. But you just got to be open. You got to be open to the idea of him doing it. So open your mind. Free yourself to think, to dream, to enjoy. Okay? Free yourself to think, to believe, to receive, to enjoy. There's so much for you. So this Christmas season, look for your own special gift. It may come under the tree. It may come in your bank account. It may come to that person sitting at the next table saying, can I buy you a drink? Can we go out to eat? Can I have the pleasure of your company over a cup of coffee? You don't know, but you got to be open. I pray that you're open to a wonderful Christmas. I'm not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time. Please stay on your path, your spiritual path of your successful GPS, okay? Stay on that path. God has so much more for you. Enjoy the holiday season. Happy holidays to all of you. Enjoy the Christmas season. If anybody ought to have fun, it ought to be those that enjoy the Christmas season. I love you. I'll talk to you again real soon. Blessings, everybody.